but it was the popular music of America that first really made an impact on the world as the 20th century got going. Ragtime, blues, jazz, and popular music, including musicals, became very important. Everyone was tapping their feet to different kinds of rhythms. Even European composers such as Ravel and Mio used ragtime and jazz in their music, and so did American composers writing for the concert hall. Popular music was the background of George Gershwin, who started writing songs, then musicals. In the 1920s, he was earning $250,000 a year. That's a large amount of money by today's standards, and it was an absolutely huge amount back then. But he also turned his hand to classical music, the first popular composer to do so successfully. After visiting Europe, Gershwin wrote An American in Paris. It was all about a tourist from the USA walking along the bustling streets of the French capital while feeling a little homesick. Listen, you can hear the car horns suggesting the busy streets and people in a hurry. Gershwin is seen as a composer who successfully joined together parts of jazz and classical music, not least in this piece called Rhapsody in Blue, a jazzy piece for piano and orchestra. The day after Rhapsody in Blue's first performance, George Gershwin was commissioned to write a full-length piano concerto, and this went on to be one of the most popular piano concertos written in the 20th century.